Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Find South Florida on a map. Find Miami, then find Miami Beach, and then just travel north to where it ends in the Atlantic. This is where a man named Eduardo Lis found a safe place at a tough time.
This is where I walked with nothing, unemployed, Walgreens bathing suit. Where I later splashed full of love and peaches. I go, it's there. No questions, no answers. Vast ocean, open winds. The roundness of the earth. I am just feeding the sand. I could be foam. The beach to be alone, breathe. To be together, laugh. To be in love, kiss. To dream with clenched fingers. The beach to bury your head in the sand or have the courage to do cartwheels.
Eduardo Lis listens to The Takeaway on WLRN Miami. His poem was selected by the WLRN audience as a finalist in their and our This Is Where, O Miami Poetry Festival. People submitting poems with the words This Is Where, describing a place that has meant a lot to them. And we've featured one each week in this National Poetry Month. Eduardo Lis, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're talking about a place within a place within a place there in South Florida. Describe.
Yes, well, you put it really well. I didn't think of it that way, but yes. Well, I guess the first place you're talking about would be the biggest one, which is basically the earth. I'm talking about the beach. And basically, when you are at the beach, you can see the roundness of the earth. You feel like you're standing there on top of the planet. Then inside of that, you are in a beach, a specific beach in Miami, in Miami Beach, and particularly the beach that I went to was the North Beach, basically between 71st and 75th Street or so, near Collins. So that was basically my hangout place, especially when I first came to Miami 8 years ago.
I know it very well. And what about that beach welcomed you when you really needed some welcoming?
Yes. Well, it was great because not only it's a fairly low-key beach, it's kind of quiet. There, people were playing volleyball on the beach, and they were very friendly. So basically, you can just ask, and they'll invite you to play, even though I'm not the greatest player. So that talks very well about them. And so I started playing beach volleyball, and I met a lot of people that way. But also like just the beach, just walking up and down the beach, going to the pier. Sometimes I would ride my bike or just walk or jog. So it was a very welcoming and also free place to go, especially when you have no money when you first come here.
And you really were in a world of have-nots, a very, very close to a place, you know, South Beach, where there's paparazzi everywhere and celebrities and fashion shoots going on. And just a few steps away, you found this sanctuary that really helped you at a pretty bad time in your life.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was, I mean, definitely that's the difference between the North Beach and the South Beach. There is the glamour of South Beach is not really there in North Beach. It's more, I don't know if you want to put it more like a family oriented or just people that want to relax. So it was, yeah, it was really, really came very well at that time in my life, in which I did just needed to a place to not feel lonely and a place that I wouldn't be judged as far as money and, you know, what your what car you have.
And what was going on in your life at that point?
Well, I had just basically come to Miami. I was, well, I would say I was pretty alone. I had some issues in my love life as far as that goes. And I also was waiting for my work permit. So I couldn't really work. I was a teacher before and I was waiting for that. And the transition is, it's not easy here, so I had to wait for a while. And it felt like a long wait, but the beach basically made it a little bit easier.
Did you bury your head in the sand in certain moments and do cartwheels in others?
Exactly, yeah, many times. There being the bad times and the times when you just think that things are not going to go and you kind of don't see things going your way, that you want to bury your head in the sand. And then I met, I fell in love and I met my wife. And then I guess I was eating peaches and doing cartwheels like in the poem.
Eduardo Lees, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
To see the other audience pick finalists from WLRN's contest, visit WLRN.org. They'll be announcing the winners of their contest later today. And for more This Is Where poems from around the country, head over to thetakeaway.org/thisiswhere. We've been featuring one of your poems each week this month.